Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiethawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, names, labels. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and my God, that list, it goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our very own individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil that we call creation or evolution. Take your pick. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and Nick Fox today, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to share and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number's 347-857-2139. Jeannie is in the chat room, and she is back on duty. So if you have any questions about anything, please feel free to, she's Barbara DeLong co-host. She's not me, she's her, as me. She's the co-host. And she can give you information on where you are in the queue. If you have any other sorts of questions, she absolutely is the one to go to because I won't respond to IMs. So I'm not so talented. I can multitask quite that well. Ken Quiethawk, that wonderful voice, can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of it. He also has a show on visionary times called Hawk's Nest, and it is it's an amazing show. If you love the voice, and of course I do, please go visit him on Visionary Times because he is an amazing, amazing storyteller among all other things that he is. I can be found at barbaradelong.com. That's an easy one. And Nick, I believe, can be found at nickfoxmedium.com. We're going to ask him as he comes on. If you have any other questions, Jeannie's the information person. Please, please, please go to her with all your questions. Nick Fox is an amazing young man. He comes from Australia, so you will fall in love as most people do, with that amazingly wonderful accent. On top of that, without the cute accent, he's also cute. But he also is a gifted and talented medium, and he has handled his gifts to this point in time, a great deal of maturity, integrity, and skill. Having a gift like this is enough to blow you out of the water when you're as young as he is, but he doesn't seem to have been blown out of the water. He seems to have a very good grasp of the purpose for being able to speak, especially to loved ones who have passed over. And he is working diligently to expand his talents and skills. He is doing research. He is questing for greater wisdom. He's doing all the right things. Some of us that got into the field, some of us were born with it. Most of us, I think, were born with it. We just didn't realize what we had for a long period of time. Some people strive to get the kind of talent that he has and never quite achieve it because their purpose in developing is to have the talent and use the skill as opposed to letting it come as sort of an extra on the journey of being self-aware and spiritually evolving yourself and making sure that you are walking an insightful and spiritual pathway. So he's very unique, and I think that those of us who are able to experience him this early in his career are indeed fortunate because time is going to mature him and time is going to polish him and time is going to, in many ways, shift the way that he gives his messages. Right now, they're absolutely pure, pristine, and beautiful, insightful, and genuine, and full of unconditional love. And I'm not saying that those qualities won't be there as he gets older. I'm just saying that when you get something that is brand new and sparkling, it's sort of like getting a car directly off the showroom floor instead of waiting for one that has been sitting in a showroom or has been shifted from car dealer to car dealer. That's a very bad analogy, I know. But what I'm trying to say is that when you catch someone with this kind of an absolute, totally evolved talent and skill before other people have, you know, helped him to mold what is going to become the Nick Fox of 20 years from now, I think you get a greater purity of wisdom that comes from him, and there's a joy and a celebration of the love that he's experiencing when he's doing this work. So I do want to, I'm so glad that you're all here. I'm so glad that people have called, a lot of people have called in, to share of this talent that he has. Hi, Nick, how are you doing today?
Hello, Barbara, how are you today?
Oh, I'm just fabulous, thank you.
Me too. I was thinking I have to start paying you for like a daily confidence booster. It would be amazing if I had a recording of you just describing me every day.
Well, there's always archives, Nick.
Yeah, good point. How have you been, Barbara? I've missed you.
Oh gosh, yeah, I've been horrifically busy, and I mean it's not a horror to be as busy as I've been. I've been joyfully busy. I've been doing lots of different radio shows. I did Renee Richards' show, and I had such an amazingly wonderful time with her. I didn't do her show. She did my show. We did a show together, and I lose track of what's who's and where. She was an amazingly wonderful guest and such a phenomenal joy to work with. And I think one of the great things about having other mediums work with me is that we get to work off of each other's energy and we get to sort of build on everything. It's a wonderful exercise in just riding the flow. When you have one medium, if you're not a psychic or / medium or whatever, and you have a medium on the show, that's one kind of energy. But when two people are actually sharing energy and blending it, it's an amazing ride for the two mediums, and everybody else, of course, gets the benefit of the fact that you're absolutely giving juice to the other person so that they're able to kind of stretch and go in different and other directions, which is, you know, just a sheer joy to experience.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I was speaking to a friend about that the other day. You know, I've got to listen to one of Renee's shows. I'm I'm secure now.
Well, it
amazing.
Was really, she is phenomenal. And I think after the show, I was talking to her and she kept saying that my picture didn't actually depict what she was getting in her mind's eye. And she was describing somebody and it was definitely not me. And it turns out that it apparently was my mother because, and she said, now was her name Dorothy? And, you know, my jaw dropped just like everybody else's does when something, you know, like that comes out of the blue and there's no way she could have known it. And, it, you know, she just flipped it out and it was like, oh, crap, she is so good.
Amazing, amazing. I love those moments. Oh, they're just feel good to everyone.
So what are you doing these days?
Oh, I'm going numbed up just like you. It's like this. It's incredible. I'm working. I'm back to work, you know, at the bakery, and sitting next to me now is a ham and cheese croissant, and I'm super excited because we've just started making chocolate croissants. So I've got one of those next as well. Yep, I thought it'd be good, and I went yoga this morning. I've been doing a lot of yoga, which is really amazing. I'm doing Kundalini. And I'm also starting to do videos for online, which I'm very, very excited about, which I just realized I haven't said. I've done a little, like, sort of tester, a pilot episode, I guess, in a way. I should
okay,
send
okay,
it
wait,
to
wait,
you.
Wait, wait, you're breaking up.
Oh, sorry.
So, no, I'm sorry, too, because you said you had just started to do something, and I couldn't hear what you were just starting to do.
Oh, I've just started to do, can you hear me properly now? Is that all right?
No, you're still breaking up. Why don't you hang up and call back in? And he's gone.
Now, does that sound better?
Talk a little bit.
Does that sound better?
Oh, that's perfect. What'd you do?
Hello,
put a
can
headset
you hear
on?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I fixed a little. Okay, cool. Beautiful. I'm doing videos online right now, which I'm going to be putting up soon when I actually finish some of them. But yeah, I'm very, very excited about that. I have to send you one of them, Barbara, because I think you would love them. It's very much me.
Yeah, Bear did mention that you were doing videos. So yes, I will be very curious to see what it is you have come up with.
It's definitely not the typical sort of, I don't know, like, spiritual tour or whatever, like sitting into the camera just talking. I've taken it to a whole new level. I hope people like it because it's lots of fun.
Well, I hope we're ready for it.
Yeah, good point. I think it's going to be beautiful. But I can't reveal too much. It's going to I'll tell everyone. I'll keep everyone posted. I'm going to put on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/NickFoxMedium, I'm going to put up some there. So if you want any more details, check that out. I'll on my website, of course.
Okay. Well, we'll send people to your website to look and check it out. You're still breaking up, and before we get to the readings, I'd like to try to get a clear connection. So you want to try hanging up and calling in again?
Yeah, sure. I'll do that. One second.
Okay. Okay. I can hear him, but I'm not sure if you guys can hear him as well. So, when he calls back in, you guys can, he was talking, okay. So we'll definitely have him call back in and Jeannie had no problem hearing him, but then she's strange in Virginia, so... He will be right on the he is calling back in. Yeah, I insulted her. I'm sorry, but I get to do that because I pay her big money. Okay, Nick, hi. Whoops.
Sound better?
Yeah, sounds better.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I need to get a headset anyway. It's an important one. To be heard clearly is important.
Well, talk a little slower, and hopefully we'll get you. You're still breaking up a little bit, but I think it is better.
Okay. I'll be delicate with the equipment as well. Keep my distance from the computer and stuff.
Yeah, for God's sakes, don't throw the energy around too bad here. Too badly, I should say. Also, Ken Quiet Hawk, the man who did the wonderful opening for me, had a show yesterday, and he was broadcasting some old radio stuff, and it was fabulous. So check out Visionary Times for the Hawk's Nest, because it was an amazing show, and he didn't finish the whole show. So now I'm hanging on the edge of my chair, wondering what the heck happens next. And it was radio show stuff from the 40s or 50s, and it was dynamite stuff. But we're going to plow into readings, and we've got Donna in California. Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm super. Thank you. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Thank you. How can we help?
Yeah, well, my friend back east, my friend Izzo in Boston, has invited me to come live there and help him out for an indefinite amount of time. And I wanted to know if it's going to go well, and, you know, what do you feel on this, me going there? I'm not giving up my apartment. My sister's going to take it over.
That's a great idea. And I think you've called a number of times, and we've talked about this before.
Oh, right, but he's never invited me to go.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is something totally new.
Okay, well, I think that since you've been given the invitation, that I would go for it. Since you're not losing your apartment, I think, to me, it looks like it's a good idea. And from the cards that I have out here, it feels as though doing something like this, you know, because you want to help him out, is a very kind, giving, thoughtful, and loving thing. I don't see anything standing in your way. Nick, what are you getting?
Yeah, I definitely feel it's going to be like really, it's going to be a big life event for you. And like this is a really powerful time in you taking your own power on. Okay. And it's really important if you go to remember, have balance and moderation, you know, like, yes, help him. It's been, you know, it's beautiful to help people, you know, like, I love it. I do it all the time, but it's also important to remember that we need to just also focus on ourselves and take a step back and go, you know, do I need to help myself first? Is that the best thing for me? Because especially this year, very, very, very important for that, focusing on you and nurturing yourself and doing what is the, you know, most important and passionate and amazing thing that you want to do. So that's just like added on, you know, advice just to say, remember to, you know, help people, and you know, it's beautiful, keep helping him, and that's the thing, because you want to. But also remember, you know, look at yourself as well and go, okay, you know, is it okay for me to do this with him? You know, is it going to affect me? Is it going to, you know, bring me down or anything like that? Just make sure to protect yourself. That is the most important thing. But yeah, I think it's going to be going to get a lot of beautiful lessons from it. I think it's almost time in a way anyway, you know, it's like a long time coming sort of thing, if you know what I mean.
I think
change too.
Yeah.
Well, so long as you keep following your own dreams and make sure that you are focused on what you need to do in the future, I think you're going to be just fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
love
thanks
you.
For calling.
You're beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very
Bye.
Much. Bye-bye.
Nick, you're still breaking up. Is there something you can jiggle?
Yeah, well, I'll do a little jiggle of my head. Is that sounding better? Can you hear me better? Oh, God. Damn it. I need to get a new headset. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you're not like Jeannie. Her dog ate half of her headset. So, you know, we have to kind of, she doesn't even talk on the phone anymore with a headset. she has a wire hanging out of one side, and then the other side works, I think. You need a new headset. But we're going to plunge forward. We have, Laura, oh gosh. Laura Lina. How are
Hello,
you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
doing well. How can we help today?
Well, I was calling in to see if I could get a message from my husband who passed away.
Okay, how long ago did he pass?
It's been a little over a year.
Okay. Nick, you want to try this one?
Yeah. Second I pulled over my first card, he just right out. He's like right in his card. And his
Nick, you gotta talk slow because you're still breaking up, so talk slow.
No worries. So first card I pulled over. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my head out and see if my computer's microphone will work better.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, up the sound a little more.
Okay, 1 second. Can you hear better now?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Okay, that's good. All right, X pulled over the first card and he jumped right out. Like, that was the first question I'm going to ask you. Have you lost your husband? Because Wolf's really strong and he's an amazing, amazing person. Like he's very smelly right now, especially. I guess because the person in the card, I wish you could see it because it's amazing. It's this man sitting on this huge giant dragon and he's got like this huge feather dress and he's holding a big star spear. Like he just looks completely in his element. And he feels very much in that now. He feels very free. You know, he's doing exactly what he wants to do. He's following his dreams, which, you know, is what we want for all of our, you know, our friends, our family, everyone.
Okay.
He's giving you constant advice, okay? Always, always advice, helping you, guiding you. You know, if you're walking down the street and there's a bit of dog poo in front of your foot, he's going to help move your foot out of the way, you know, and he's really, really helping you. I mean, he's helping you to be a leader as well. He's giving you those leadership qualities that he had and helping you in everything that you're doing, all the work that you're doing, all the learning, everything down to, you know, eating, chewing on your food. He's very much intimately connected with you, and I think you already know that. Have you been having dreams about him or anything like that?
Yeah, not too many, but once in a while.
Okay. Yeah, there's a very big focus on you from him.
Yes.
How many can I ask, sorry?
Four,
okay. He's really working with the elves too right now, especially. Are they finding it harder than the younger ones, or?
Yeah, probably.
Because he's very, like, he's concerned, like, that's not the right word he told me. I was going to say concerned, but he's not concerned. He's just, he's very focused on them, okay? He's really looking out for them and giving them signs and giving them little messages. You might be, they'll be listening to the radio and a song that's associated with him will come on. He's lifting their spirits. He's helping you with that, okay? And he's also really protecting you right now. Especially to do with money. I'm not sure exactly what that has to do with, but he's just helping you with financial situations. But he wants you to take some time to focus on letting go of any fears or doubts or any emotion being trapped, you know, or lost. Because especially when we lose, like, you know, he's your rock, you know, someone there to be with you and to go on this journey with you. He wants to remind you, you have not lost his rock. You know, you haven't lost that support. You haven't lost the rock that is there to support and protect you. In a way, the rock is double the size and is completely protecting you. You know, like, he almost says he doesn't need to focus on him anymore. It's all about you. And yes, it was like that when he was alive, but even more so now, like his intensity, like his eyes are like almost right in my face. It's like he's just saying, "I'm right there with you," and he's very beautiful. Of course, he's bringing flowers as well for Valentine's Day, but he says he brings them to you every day. So please notice flowers if you do. Like, I don't know, walking down the street in a flower wall on the floor in front of you, just notice that, because I think he brings a lot of messages through flowers. But he loves you. There's, like, it's obvious, but this is my favorite. I always get this from readings and from when I'm bringing someone through. It's always just the the most important thing is they love you. They love you. They love you. And that's all they really want to talk about. It's beautiful because I can feel it. And it's just, it's really beautiful and so overwhelming. Like, he is so head over heels, love, and wants you to just remember that he's there with you. He's safe. Ask him for anything. Go, oh my God, I can't marry these. So please notice if you see 11 on clocks or anything like that, because that's also him coming through. Barb, do you have anything to add?
I do. I keep getting the message here that it's your time to discover the person that you were supposed to be. Not that you were never yourself, because you were, but this is your time, I'm hearing, for you to discover those gifts and talents that you hadn't touched into prior to this time, that you've become a jewel, that the pressure that you've been under is creating a faceted jewel that is going to absolutely be brilliantly present in not only the lives of your children, but the lives of your friends and the lives of your family. You have a lot of spiritual things to do within this lifetime, and prior to this, even though you have been spiritual all along, I'm not saying you haven't been, but I am saying that this is a time for you to come into a greater sense of your own spirituality and the powers and the gifts and the talents that you hold, and to allow yourself to grow and to manifest to a greater degree within your reality. It feels as though you are starting to do that. You're feeling the call, so to speak, of moving in new directions within your life. And there is a sense of, you know, oh, my God, how do I do that? And the reality is it's your time. He had finished everything he was here to do. And while I know you probably had a list a mile long of things that you wanted him to do, the universe, you know, his contract with the universe was up. He had completed everything he had promised to do, to come down into this lifetime to do. And the children are in, you know, that he's been there and helped them to this point in time, and will certainly continue in spirit to be around them. But in other words, they will grow more strongly because he is on the other side than if he was here. So I know it feels harsh, and I know it feels unfair, and you know, there's probably, you know, anger and then sorrow, and that's part of the process you go through when you have lost somebody that you've been with and had children with. But there is great strength here, and you're going to find that as the days, weeks, months, and years pass by, that you are becoming an amazing, imposing, spiritual person who will influence and touch the lives of countless people, so that had he stayed, you would not have had the opportunity to go on the journey that you're about to go on. And he will certainly be with you, beside you on the other side. But had he been here present on the earth plane, you never would have experienced some of the magic that you're going to experience now. Can you relate to any of this?
Yeah, I do. I actually have thought about it a lot, and I do see things changing, and you know, it's definitely different.
Yes, it is. Listen, when suddenly the rug is pulled out from under your feet, and your future is skewed dramatically, it's a shock, and it's hurtful, and it's disappointing, and there's all sorts of stuff that you're going to go through. But I can promise you that first of all, he's never far from you, and you know that. You talk to him all the time. He just doesn't answer you. And you have his support from the other side, but there is so much that you are going to be coming into as a result of what you've experienced. And I, you know, the numbers of people whose hearts, minds, and spirits you will touch are in the tens of thousands. So, and you know, don't be overwhelmed by the number, because you're not going to count them as you go by. But by the end of your lifetime, you will have touched millions and millions of people with your strength, with your courage, with your love, with your words, with your power. So, you know, it's ominous and it's scary, but it's also, I must tell you, the best ride ever.
Oh, I think it's going to get better.
It's going to get, yeah. I lost my husband about a year and a half ago. And yes, it gets absolutely phenomenally better, not because they're gone, but just because you have more of your journey ahead of you than you had thought there was. And not only that, but at an appropriate point in time, there will be another person to share the experience with.
Okay.
So you're not, I guess what I'm trying to say to you is you will not be alone the rest of your life. And you have wondered that.
I have.
But right now, you know, you aren't with Spit as far as relationship goes.
I'm sorry, I'm not what?
You're not
worth
part
of that.
Spit. Spit, not the other word, Spit. In other words, you aren't ready to be in a relationship with anybody other than yourself right now.
Right.
But when that time comes, there will be someone there.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry. That the universe is not going to let you do this alone.
Okay.
And your kids are phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done an amazing job with your kids. I mean, oh my goodness, you've done a phenomenal job with those kids. You should, you know, not that you're, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say you've spoiled them because, though I think you have, you've done a magnificent job of it. So.
I try not to spoil in a bad way.
I mean, you've spoiled them in a very good way. There's strength here. There's courage. There's maturity. There's insight. There's great wisdom here. You've done a great job, and he helped you.
Yeah.
And you know, that part of the job is done. So you know, with him not there, they will gain greater strength and power and self-confidence because of it.
Yeah.
So please understand that everything that happens for such a positive reason. It's unbelievable. It just, you know, we get caught up in our own inner dilemmas and we don't see the bigger picture. And it takes a while. It takes a couple years to see the bigger picture. And, you know, I know you miss him, but he's really not far. He's there. He's leaving pennies. That's what they do. And he's definitely still a part, will always be a part of your life, but in a different way.
That is funny. My son had his Eagle Scout ceremony the other day, and a lot of what you just said, he was told that by different people, and there was pennies everywhere.
So, no. And listen, if ever you need to talk, if ever you want to be kicked in the pants, you know, contact me. My email is barbaradelong@gmail.com. If you need to talk, go to my website. We can connect on Skype. I would be happy to walk you through this. I've just been through it. And I can promise you and guarantee you that everything I just said is absolutely 100% true.
Okay. Okay, well, I believe it. And I know I do, and I know he's not far from me. It's just, sometimes I would really like to just hear his voice.
Yeah, that's a hard one. And you never, you know, you never prepare for things like that. But you can do for your children what I did for mine. I decided that, you know, I was a single parent, so I didn't have to go through this with my child. But I recorded all the family stories, all the family memories, everything I could think of, I put them on CDs for my son. And I gave him a box of memories one Christmas so that he has all of those stories in my words,
aww,
in my voice. And I'm not dying any day soon, but, you know, I'm sure that after I croak, he'll, you know, whip him out and cry like a baby. He better. I'll be watching. But every now and then, you know, take a note, do something. No, you've got quite a journey ahead of you, and had your husband stayed around, you would not have been on it.
Okay.
So this is a cool time for you. It's going to be magnificently wonderful. And yes, you'll get through it, and you'll do it with great dignity and grace.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I know you're unsure, but I promise you. And you know what? In 50 years, if I'm wrong, you can come find me.
Okay, I will.
Okay. You do that.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take it easy now.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. We've got Marie in New Orleans. Hi, Marie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing swell now that I've been listening to all of that wonderful encouragement to your other callers.
Oh, well, thank you. So we don't need to talk to you, right?
Yes, that's probably true to some degree. I have been
No, but we're gonna.
Yeah, I know. And I appreciate it. I do listen and tune in to Chris's program. I was living in Los Angeles. I just moved here home to New Orleans. I've been here now about 9-10 days. It doesn't seem that long, but I'm just calling because I feel like, you know how you go to a party and you don't really know anyone. It's like, who do you talk to first? And so I'm just in that that stage where you're just looking around. So I just thought I would call to get some insight.
Well, before I let Nick in, and I know he's probably already chomping at the bit, but before I do let him in, I have the mute button. Isn't that cool? I have to tell you, this is just phenomenal for you because you have a clean slate. You can reinvent yourself if you want to. You can change and shift philosophies if you want to. I mean, I would be looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, all right, how do I want people to perceive me? And you know, you're on such a spiritual journey. It's unbelievable, and you're in an amazing place to do this. And energetically, you've been called to that place because there have been lifetimes past that you were in that area, and there is a great richness of spirit there. It's a place where your soul and your spirit can be nurtured and open you and expand you to far greater wisdoms than you've already, you know, delved into. Highly spiritual person. You've got spiritual energy coming out of your pores. But I do feel that there are shifts and changes in how you want people to perceive you, and I would take some time to sort of do some inner shifting around. I mean, the spiritual stuff is pure joy and wonderful to look at and to feel here. I know what it feels like when you have to, you know, crack the door and put your toes in and open new doorways, new venues for yourself and form new friendships and you know, find places where your energy feels comfortable. But I don't think you're ready to come out of the closet yet. and you know, there was no sexual reference here. It was kind of I just think that from what I'm seeing from the cards that I've got here, there is spiritual energy all around you, and it feels as though there's been a tsunami of awakening that has been going on here. And it just feels to me as though you are in many ways reinventing yourself and you're taking off a lot of the clothing in a way as far as persona that you have had to use to fit into other places. And now you can truly be yourself as soon as you discover totally what that is. And I bet you got another couple of weeks to go before you've got it. But I certainly would look into spiritualist churches. I would look into bookstores. I would look into all sorts of, you know, areas there and just put your energy out there. Right now your energy is very cyclonic, and you well might attract some very unusual, unique, and almost weird people. So I would say that it's not quite time to go out and party yet. I would wait a week or so, maybe a little longer into March for sure, and I know that's Monday, so or Saturday. It does feel like you'll have law of attraction there, and all you have to do is radiate that wonderful energy that you've got inside, and you will draw to yourself the most spectacular of people, and you'll run into them in the most unusual of places. But you're not constant with that energy quite yet.
Okay.
But but you will be. And as you get into March, that's where law of attraction really works for you. Nick, what are you getting? Are you there, Nick? Oh, I didn't really mute him. Oh, I did. Hi. Nick, what are you getting?
I'm sorry. We've been sorting out the the call and the quality. I have no idea what the whole reading is about. I'm sorry. I don't know what the question even is. Sorry.
She's just moved to New Orleans, and she feels like a fish out of water. And she's wondering what's going to happen.
Okay. Get in water. You know, I think the best thing to do when you move to a new place is to get into nature in that place. So if you can go to, like, even a park, like, it could even be, like, a park that's, like, you know, 10 meters by 10 meters, and just sit on the grass or, you know, put your feet in, like, what do you have in New Orleans? Is it rivers or you're on the coastline, aren't you? And the third thing, like, get into the nature in the area, because that's where you can really connect with the energies of that zone. I agree with Barbara, like, in a way also release what happened in the last place you were in. This is a whole new situation. You know, this is a whole new time for you. It's a complete spiritual transformation. So, you know, anything that you don't want to hold, anything that held you back before that you don't want to be held back by, you can let go of it, you know, right away. Just, all right, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not involved in that anymore. Really take this time and this change and move to just change yourself to what you want to be, you know, and only do, you know, what you love and have that passion and, you know, really sort of take this challenge to start a new life. And I'm not saying your old life is bad at all, but I'm just saying, you know, this is a great opportunity. Like, you know, see where you can take it, you know, like really, really let loose. And it's going to be a beautiful move for you. Complete, happy, positive, optimistic times for you, like completely. And I also feel that you've taken the easy route. Were you thinking of not moving? Because I think it just kind of would have been messier than this way. This way is very much your path. This way is very, very beautiful. So excellent move.
Well, thank you very much. My mother lives here, and I have two sisters nearby, and so things were not flowing very well in Los Angeles. It was extremely stressful regarding employment and things of that nature. So I just kept having that urge. And then my mother lives alone. She doesn't drive and stuff like that. So here I don't have to worry about how I'm going to pay my rent and food and that sort of thing. So I'm here, and it feels energetically okay. I'm just like, okay, what now? You know, I've heard stuff around me was like, okay, what do I use? My hands, my feet, what?
Well,
but
I got a question. Did you grow up there? Were you born
there?
Yes,
I was born and raised here. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it really feels as though you've really gone back to your source, and I think it was a good thought, good idea, and no matter what made you do it, I'm glad you took the choice and went with the flow and actually, you know, made the move, because your energy is just so much more. Have you ever seen a kitten snuggle down in a warm blanket like I'm in heaven?
Right.
That's what I feel your spirit is doing. It's like, oh, thank God. And the one thing that I think is really important for you to do, and I don't know what the weather's like there, but as soon as you can, walk barefoot on the ground. Reattach yourself physically to that locale, that earth energy that is there for you.
Okay.
It may be frozen now. I don't know. What's the weather like there?
Well, today it's been raining quite a bit, and it is cold, but I will do that because we have a nice backyard, and so I will do that.
Okay, don't do it in the rain. But
No.
I mean... I mean, that would probably be okay, but no, I'm seeing you need to walk bare feet to reattach yourself to the energy of the earth in that particular locale, because it just feels like it grounds you. It pulls you into a more synchronistic flow with the harmony of the Earth Mother, and that gives you great power and great purpose and great direction. So try not to think so much about where you're supposed to go. Just be in the moment, and you're going to find the universe does all the rest of the work for you.
All right. Wow. That's terrific.
Very true. So, very true. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
thank you so
I think. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you both.
And you as well.
Lots of love to you.
So long.
Well, I have to thank Bear for snagging you up, Nick. This sound is much better.
Sorry about that. I know. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to learn how to snag people on Skype the way she did, because that was cool. Okay, we've got Shelley. Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
Hi there. Hi, Barbara. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. What's up?
With my conference that I've been doing for 9 years now, my business partner and I decided to finally to sort of extend the brand and start a new event associated with it. And it's called a master class. We have planned 3 this year, one April 1st, not to be confused with April Fool's Day, but April 1st, August 7th, which is after our annual conference, and then one sometime in mid-October. The April 1st one got off the ground late because we got it off the ground late, not intentionally, but just in our planning and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we only have one registrant. We're looking for at least 10. 15 would be nice, but at least 10. And I'm just wondering if we're going to make it, you know, if I don't think it was a bad idea to launch this type of event, but just sort of looking for feedback.
Feels like you got balance here.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
stand your ground in this. Totally stand your ground. It's kind of funny. When you were, like, as you said, each date is a different event, you know, like the number of the clients correspond with the month that you said. It's really funny. For the first one, defend your beliefs and decisions. Defend what you created, you know, like don't, you know, who cares? If 10 come, perfect. That's exactly what needed to happen. If 5 come, perfect as well. If 100 come, perfect. That was exactly what needed to happen as well. Whatever happens is very, very, very much so, you know, what needed to happen. And I do want to point out, you know, like, it's, you're going to start somewhere. You know, it's not going to start with, you know, a million people coming. So just give it time. But I think what you've created is of incredible value. You know, it feels very positive. There's a lot of great stuff in there. So people will come. You know, it's kind of like if you set up those little, like, fly zapper things, you know, flies will come to it. You've set up that fly zapper, and now people will come. You're not going to zap them, of course, but you know what I mean. You know, you've
right.
put this, you know, shining beacon out there, and people will be drawn to it, and the right people will, okay? And it's important to remember, you know, like, we think to ourselves, oh, why does only 10 come? Well, maybe those are the only 10 people that were ready enough to do the course, you know, to make
mm-hmm.
it what it needed to be, what you wanted it to be. So
mm-hmm.
don't be fearful that, you know, oh, maybe you're not going to have enough people. Maybe it's not going to work out exactly like you want it to. It will. You know, want you to really believe that.
Well, I believe nothing's being done in, I mean, our market's higher education, so nothing's being done like this of a one-day intensive
yeah.
class with one faculty, so to speak, presenting. It's usually someone from a company, but essentially one presenter, one faculty. The only thing, though, is financially as well as with this person who's teaching, if we don't have 10, we have to cancel. Now, I'm okay with
yeah.
it because, to me, it's still a learning. It's not a failure in the sense of it's not something I can't learn from. I just don't think with this first one, if we don't get 10, that I think two reasons why if we don't get there is, one, the United States, as you probably know, has had a horrendous winter, and many people have been closed, so they probably have not had gotten their work done, getting approval to go to this thing, et cetera, et cetera. But also, we didn't launch it till late January, so I think our timing was a little off, especially with Mercury retrograde, pretty much the whole month of February, has not helped getting us off the ground. So I won't necessarily be upset if we have to cancel, because then the presenter won't come and stuff like that. But I think the idea, the concept, is still very good.
Yeah. Oh, of course, of course. But you're missing one thing very, very important. You know, like you said, oh, we released it too late. Oh, it was during Mercury retrograde. You know, you're adding these things to sort of put blocks in front of it. You know, get rid of that stuff, you know.
Okay.
Mercury retrograde, whatever. It was nothing. Boring. No weather, whatever. Nothing. Late release, who cares? Fine. Beautiful. It happened all at the perfect time. Everything is happening exactly right. I do want to say that, you know, it's we're starting to realize, because of what we're experiencing, it's happening to us quicker and quicker and more sort of in your face, that what you believe and what you think about something that's going to happen, you know, the more it actually is going to happen the way that you think it is, the way that you really believe it's going to happen.
Okay.
So like, see 50 people. 50 people, you know, say with 100% certainty, 50 people are going to come, and I know they will come. And, hey, that's, you know, that's perfect. Set that, and then if, you know, 45 come, cool. If 10 come, that doesn't matter. You still set that intention, and you said, I want that many people to come, okay? And it's really important to have that certainty, because that certainty as well brings it in. You know, if you walk into two shops, you know, next to each other, and, in one shop, the owner is very, you know, confident, like, welcome, you know, look at this stuff, and look at this, you know, very, you know, strong and knows, you know, exactly what's happening. And then you go in the next one, and the owner is completely, you know, lost, you know, not thinking about the customer, not, you know, just distracted and that sort of thing. You'll see which shop will be more popular, where people will be more drawn to. You know, they're very intimately connected. But I do want to say that, like, the following months are going to be very, very fantastic. Every single seminar that you do is going to be exciting and more exciting and more exciting and more people and more interesting and more changes and challenges and just real incredible growth for you. It's going to be so beautiful. Just the most important thing is, you know, to stand up, stick to what what you created with this, you know, your sort of core beliefs, like, I want to educate people in this way. I want to inspire people in this way. Stick to that. Of course, make a change and adapt and flow with how the seminars go, but don't lose your own integrity. You know, don't lose your own vision of what it was, because it's you and, you know, whoever else, it's you who created it. You know, it's your baby. So don't let outside people come in, you know, and go like, oh, you should totally, like, you know, integrate this part. And if you're sort of thinking, oh, I don't really want to, just because they said it doesn't mean that you have to do it. And even if they were the president of the United States, doesn't matter. You know, if it doesn't feel right for you, don't do it. But I think it's a really, really beautiful, happy time for you. And this is, it's going to bring financial security. It's going to bring absolute magic to your life. And yeah, I think it's going to be really exciting. So
cool.
Please just see it be successful, because I think that's, you know, that's what you'll create.
And ironically, the person who's presenting this first one is very popular with in Australia, where we have many attendees come for our annual conference. So my partner and I are like, trip to Australia, maybe we should do something. that's sort of fantasy right now, but it's sort of in the back of our minds as well.
I think you've got a good New Balance coming here, Shelley. So when is the first one planned?
April 1st.
Okay, by September, you're going to have everything flowing amazingly well. I think that, you know, it will build slowly, but I do think it will build. And everything Nick said, I totally agree with. But also, you know, a vision board, something like that, for just this particular aspect of your life would be a good idea.
Okay. And something you mentioned last time, Barbara, just to give you a follow-up, I'm leaving Portland 2 weeks from today and heading back east. So I'm
good
everything's
thing.
Set for
Where?
Moving.
Where are you
Eastern
going?
Eastern Shore.
Okay.
I decided to go back where I have most of my friends.
Good thought.
Eastern Shore. Yep. Well, thank you all, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. Take care now.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Lots of love to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got, I know I'm going to mispronounce this, but I'm going to give it a shot anyhow. Ezreal?
Hello?
Hi, how do I pronounce your name?
Oh, you did wonderful. It's Ezreal. You did really well.
Ezreal. Okay, I came really close.
Beautiful.
Cool. How can we help?
Well, I just wanted to say hello, Barbara and Nick. It's my first time calling in, and I really have enjoyed the upbeat energy of your show. I'm recently going back to my mediumship, which I've done for many years, and I moved here about 18 months ago from up north to Pennsylvania, so I had to, as you told the lady in New Orleans, ground yourself in the new energy and, you know, become one with it pretty much. So I'm back to doing my mediumship, and I was wondering if you had any insight or anything that you'd like to share with me.
You mean from spirit?
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing very well in my mediumship. I mean, I stopped doing it for a couple, since I moved here 18 months, but I really had to reconnect with the energy. It's a lot different here in Phoenix than it is in Pennsylvania. And it's
yeah,
a lot different. The energy, the sun, the light. So I was just wondering if they had any messages or...
Well, I think truly you are at a place of new beginnings. It does feel as though there have been energetic shifts for you, and that it's really if you had not gotten back into it, I think you would have experienced lots of weird signals from the universe trying to wake you up for the fact that this is a time for new wisdom. This is a time of expanding your talents. This is a time for intellectually looking into other aspects that can expand your wisdom and knowledge, understanding that being a medium is only opening a door in order to really be one who can give and share wisdoms. You have to continue to grow and learn and expand in your own inner wisdom as well. And this is what I see the opportunity of the shift for you in that it's time for you to start reaching inside and reaching for some of those talents, gifts, and treasures that you've brought through time. And it's important that you not sit in place, but continue to grow and expand, learning other modalities, stretching yourself into other aspects of the field and stretching yourself so that you're constantly in motion yourself. You're not just, to quote a phrase, sitting on your laurels. You're
right.
Always growing. You're always stretching. You're always looking for more information on different weird things and incorporating whatever fits into your own philosophy and paradigms. So it feels as though that's one of the purposes of the move, and it does feel as though you've been getting those surges of energy. You're probably having a lot of difficulty physically here and there, with sleep, with other stuff, but I don't feel that you're ill or anything like that. It just feels as though getting yourself harmonized with your environment is probably a slight struggle for you. But other than that, it feels like there's great new foundations. You're definitely stretching and growing, and there will be compensation for the growth. But you know, when you have those inclinations to discover new things, please go for it. Don't just feel that you have reached an apex, because every time we take two or three steps forward, the mountain gets bigger. So you have to constantly be moving forward. Otherwise, you're never going to reach the top of the mountain. None of us ever are, but climbing it is the important thing. Nick, what are you getting?
Yeah, I definitely, I'll start off with, you've got such a really calming energy. It's really beautiful. And this is just such an exciting time for you, because, like, it's in a way you can just let go and release all the, like the stuff you've learned before and really sort of reinvent, you know, you and your beliefs and what you see. And this is a really powerful time for you, because, like, you're standing at this new beginning. And like Barbara said, you know, it's a new beginning for you, and you're just standing, looking at all the stuff that you're going to do, all the things you can experience, and it's kind of beautiful. Like, you're going to just go at the exact right moment. Like, I kind of get this sort of, like, moving image in my head, and this is, like, non-literal. This is more sort of symbolic. Like, you're standing, you know, on the edge of a cliff, and you just, you know, take in a deep breath, and you just, like, slowly fall off the cliff, and you just fall down, and you just let go and go, okay, I'm ready to go for this. You know, I'm ready to just go on this adventure, and it's a really, really big adventure. The line is, like, you know, initiate phase two, you know, that's really coming into my head, like, and, you know, it's this new, really new, different beginning, so really go for it. You've got incredible guys with you, so don't worry about, like, you know, will I be guided along the way and that sort of thing. They're so on it, it's, like, ridiculous. I want you to let go, though, of any worries and stuff about money and that sort of thing, about, you know, being able to live and sustain yourself. That's the only thing that's going to really hold you back. Doubt comes in, yes, but I think the doubt is almost gone for you. But it's more about the money and going, you know, because we all need to live. You know, we all need to pay the rent and that sort of thing. So remember that, you know, the right amount of money is in your bank account at the right time. But also, if you want more money, ask and demand for more money. Go, I want more money, and, you know, bring it to me. You know, and it'll come. More clients will come. It's a process. You know, we have to be happy with where we're at now to move to the next now. Do you know what I mean? We have to be happy with where we're at to move to the next point to be happy, and then to the next point to be happy. And that's, you know, you can change that in many different ways to, like, lessons. You know, we have to be in the lesson and learn the lesson before we move on, and learn the lesson and then move on again. You know, it's very much about, and I think this is going to be one of the biggest sort of challenges for you, is really confronting this sort of fear and worry about money and going, you know, am I going to be able to live on this sort of career? But I want to say, like, you've got Archangel Michael with you nonstop. There's a very powerful connection between you both. He's working intimately with you. You know, he's given you so much. You've had such an interesting life. There's been such a mix and ups and downs and all that sort of thing. But now he says, like, now the real work starts. You know, now the real fun, the real lessons, the joy, the contentment. You know, you're on the finishing path towards your enlightenment. You know, it's really exciting. Like, I kind of feel almost it's this sense that, you know, you're on your final mission for this life, which is so beautiful. So yeah, just get ready and have so much fun. Please have fun. That's the most important thing, I think, in anything, is just to have fun with it. You know, like, research and, like, yeah, look at some, like, really serious, you know, I don't know, spiritual ideas, but then, like, at the end, laugh or something like that. You know, like, really play with it, and, you know, don't take it so seriously all the time, because it just gets boring.
Yeah. Well, I'm really finding it's different here. Like, I now ride my bike and go swimming every day, and Sundays.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that just being a kid inside is really connecting me with spirit. So I'm doing, it's totally different than up north of spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, having fun is really, I think, the most important thing, and, you know, being the best you can be as a person, you know.
And did you say you were at Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah? Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a beautiful energy spot as well, so.
Yeah, because it's
amazing.
Spirit called me home here. You know, it's not like I just decided. It was like, okay, I need to come here. And so, reconnecting with the energy in nature is totally different than my life was before. So, and that's why I was just calling to see how, you know, things were going. But I thank you both, and have a wonderful day.
Well, one thing
you
might want to
lots of love.
You might want to look into. Do you do a lot of Blog Talk Radio?
I've actually done readings at on Blog Talk up north, but that was about 4 years ago. And then I used to do in Lilydale. I gave readings. I don't know if you ever heard of it in New York State.
You kidding me? I studied in the spiritualist church. Of course I know of Lily Dale.
Okay.
One show you might want to look into is Curious Times. That's on from 10 to 12 every night on Blog Talk Radio. And Chris, who's the host of it, always invites mediums to come on. And
really?
She would be, if it's okay with you, I will share her your number with her, and you can talk to her about the possibility of that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Because I'm doing, just real quick, a class online, and I'm really connecting much, I'm connecting with spirit a lot better than I was before, but I think it's from going within and reconnecting.
Quite
if that
possibly.
Makes any sense.
Of course it does. But you know, and you know, it's always fun to have other, you know, different platforms to work from.
Right.
And you know, Chris has a great platform. She offers a great platform to people who, you know, want to stretch, want to practice, want to, you know, she pulls in the
right.
nicest guinea pigs ever for you to practice on. So.
Oh, that'd be great! I love that. The more practice, the better you get.
Damn straight.
Okay.
Are you in
I would
chat?
Love it if you would share it. Pardon?
Yeah. Are you in the chat room? Or did
yes.
you just call in? Who are you? She's in the chat
I'm
as
light
well.
Light being.
Okay, light being, Chris. Hook up. Okay. Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Lots of love.
Okay.
That's so funny because Lily Dale was Lily Dale was the first, like, ever sort of introduction I had to, like, mediums and that sort of thing. There was a documentary about Lily Dale. It's called, what's it called? No One Dies in Lily Dale.
Oh,
that was,
Lily.
First introduction to mediums.
Lily Dale is a retreat for the spiritualist church, and it is just an amazing place. And the mediums there are phenomenal. And it's a remarkable place to for anybody to go. It's old school stuff. It's not new school, but it's just as valid and valuable. We got Michelle here. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Barbara. It's nice to talk to you and Nick.
No
Hello?
Nick's here.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I can. Well, I don't have a specific question today. I want to know what information comes through for me today, and I'm open.
Okay, I'll let you go first, Nick.
So, what was your name again?
Michelle.
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle. Thank you. All right. Cool. I forgot your name. All right. Focus. Oh, my God, what's that about? all right. Sorry, just getting the cards together. All right. Big changes for you. I'm sure you've already experienced it this year, but this is going to be a real sort of hard work time for you, which is really exciting, but you need to, like, sort of, in a way, buckle down and work hard and really sort of lead yourself. Okay, I know, like, it's great to have people helping and getting advice and learning things from other people, but it's also really important to be your own leader and learn from yourself and harness that inner master that's inside of you. It's very, very important, you know, to defend yourself and your beliefs and your decisions and stand for yourself and go, okay, you know, this is me, and I'm going to be me. I'm not going to listen to anyone else and who think I should do this and who I should act like that, whatever. It's not the most important thing. Okay. Is there trouble with a friend or someone in the family right now?
My grandmother. I mean, she's not that well, but I don't know if that's what it is that you see, what you see.
No, that's all right. Oh, okay. It's a really, really, really important thing to do this month and next month to review and reevaluate where you stand and what you want to do, especially in, you know, your sort of life purpose and your mission. take this time to really look inwards and see what you want to do ultimately. Out of everything else, see what you want to do. That's the most important thing. There are times when we just get so lost and stuck in our job and family and all that sort of thing, friends, and we forget to really just stop and, you know, even just take a week where, you know, you don't, you know, go see someone every night or you don't go out often or whatever. Just, like, spend some real time alone and connect with yourself and do stuff with yourself. I want to eat a chocolate bar right now. Eat a chocolate bar. I want to, you know, I don't know, run up the street and... I don't know what to say with that. Kick over a trash can. I don't know. Do something that you really, really want to do. That's something that's coming through quite strongly. But it's important to just review, I don't know, the direction you're going in. It's funny. This is such a weird set of cards. Barbara, do you have anything to add?
I do. You're at a time where energetics are changing. And it feels as though you're going through an amazing shift. Have things in your life sort of felt unstable lately?
Yeah, there's been some things that I haven't been able to control right now, yes.
Okay. Well, what's happening is there is an energetic shift going on. And that means that you're drawing a different, a more intensive energy into your reality. And I would say that it's almost like there's a, I feel almost as though I'm Dorothy in the middle of the tornado here, with things swirling all around me when I hit into your energy. And it feels as though you need to give yourself time to put your house in order, and to just the attitude, your mantra has to be, can I control this? Can I do anything about this? If I can't, I'm moving on. If I can, I'll fix and change. So that it's sort of sorting out those things that you have control, that you can do things about, and those things that you have no control over, that you just have to let spin away. And it does feel as though you're coming to a time of pulling everything that's important to you and crucial to your own life force and your own evolution here. It will be pulled closely to you, and you're going to find that there is a greater sense of balance and structure and all sorts of cool stuff. As you come into March, there's a duality here, as though you're trying to just sort of mesh a lot of stuff that you've got. I feel you have a lot of stuff here, and I'm talking emotional, intellectual, philosophical, and spiritual. Not necessarily physical, but there are concepts, there's all sorts of stuff, and you're going through it and weeding it out in your mind and letting go of things that really don't apply to your life anymore. As you come more into the springtime, it feels like there is a sense here of paring things down and knowing that you have around you exactly the things that are most important to you and getting ready to merge forward again on a pathway that it feels like you've been kind of, you know, it almost feels like there's been a log jam of some sort, and I feel that you've been hitting your head against a brick wall here. If you get back into your creativity and those things that you put aside because everything else was getting so busy and start opening those channels of creativity in your life, you're going to find that the flow of energy is going to move forward more rapidly and things are going to start to move. The log jam is going to be broken. And as you hit the summertime, June through August, it feels as though there's a good flow of energy here. You have abundance coming in. You have more money coming in than you had anticipated. And it feels like body, mind, spirit has really come together. I would say the first 6 months of this year are really, you know, you sorting through stuff and getting reorganized internally. And then things flow beautifully from the June time frame on. It looks like you're going to be doing a lot of analyzing, taking stock. You're going to make sure that you have what you need, but not what you are just carrying for the hell of it. And most of us carry a lot of stuff just in case we need it. You know, it's a concept that I think that mothers and or grandmothers have put into our heads that went through World War II and the Depression. You know, you never get rid of a towel even though it's ratty, because you may someday have to, you know, soak up water from a window that leaks or something. And it's sort of like all of the old sheets that we're no longer able to go on the beds are kept because you may run out of dust rags someday, or you may need them for bandages. Who knows? But you know, it's kind of that you've overwhelmed yourself with the just in case stuff, and frankly, just in case stuff is really good in some manner, shape, and form, but not in every aspect of your life. So that you're starting to let go of some of the things that you know, just aren't going to happen, and you really can be pretty much guaranteed it, and if it does, you're going to go out and buy new stuff anyhow, so the heck with it. I do feel that by the time you hit September, and that's the month, if I was looking at your cards astrologically, that would be the 12th house, which is that which you don't know. You have body, mind, spirit together. It feels here as though you are ready to move forward. There is a reluctance here, in that you know you don't necessarily think you're ready, but the universe is telling me that you're ready, and so you are going to be shoved forward into new venues, into new areas. A lot of healing energy here, a lot of letting go of emotionalities from the past. And it does feel as though as you hit the end of the year that there is a greater sense of things settling, things being stable, things being, you know, I don't want to say in your control because you're a power freak. You're a control freak. I don't want to tell you you'll have control of stuff because then you'll go, you know, then you'll get crazy on me. But it does feel as though things are comfortable for you. You will not control everything, but you are comfortable with what is going on within your life. And you are moving forward into next year, 2015. It's going to be an amazing year for you. This year, you're sorting things out. You're getting done. You're beginning to understand yourself a lot better. You're beginning to understand your energy and how to use it better. You're stretching your wisdom and your philosophies, and you're expanding yourself greatly. It's probably going to be one of those years you look back at and say, I don't know what that purpose of that year was for, but it didn't show up, but it does show up internally. And when you're looking at your insides, when you're looking at the energy inside of you and the spirituality and what's going on there, tremendous amount of stuff happening. It's not manifesting in your reality because it's all internal, but there is movement here. Even though you don't see it, there is movement, and you're definitely attaching things that need to be attached. You're putting puzzle pieces where they belong, and you may be waking up tired because you're working so hard internally at night. So you know, cut yourself some slack and relax, get some massages and things like that, and by the time you hit June, it's going to be a lot better.
Okay? Yeah, that was really good. Since you both kind of talked about it, though, I do have a question then about focus, because I don't know what my problem is, but I think, like, I can't focus. And can you tell me something that can maybe help me with that? Because I know
sure.
It's really important to focus, and I just can't.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you exactly. Stop thinking. seriously.
Yeah, you're focusing on the wrong thing.
You're focusing on focusing. Yeah, you're focusing on focusing instead of allowing focus to happen. So, you know, you can't
Sometimes it's not good to force yourself to do something. You know, sometimes you're just like, I feel lazy. Sometimes it's good to just be lazy and not do it. You know, if it's really becoming a battle, if you're not enjoying it, what's the point in doing it? That's what I say. Oh, God. That's terrible advice, isn't it, Barbara?
Yeah. No, wait. Focusing, you do focus, though. You see, when you're fully committed to doing something that you thoroughly enjoy, you're so focused that you forget about time and you forget to eat, and the only thing you really remember is going to the bathroom. So you focus.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. It's just that you don't recognize it as being focused. When you're in a movie, you're focused on the screen. You're focused on becoming a part of whatever is going on the screen. You're not thinking about your own stuff. You do focus. So stop trying to make it a mechanical, intellectual thing. You're doing it naturally when it's important.
It's kind of like breathing. You know, you can't always be conscious of your breathing. God, it would be so hard if you had to. So it does. It just comes naturally to you, and just you know, do it, and it will come. It's not about, like, the same with meditation. you can't force yourself not to think. You just slowly just let go more, let go more, let go more, and then you completely, you know, lose yourself, you know. It's the same with focusing. You just focus a little bit more and, like, keep working, and then, you know, maybe you have to take a five-minute break and then come back, but it'll add on, it'll add on, it'll add on. It's always a process.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to stop thinking then. Okay,
yeah. Well, as far as focus goes, that, you know, I wouldn't stop thinking entirely, but I would definitely take your thought off of focusing. Thanks for calling,
okay.
Michelle.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, there are some people sitting in the queue. If you are interested in getting a reading, you need to push 1 so Jeannie knows to come to you and say, hi, do you want a reading or something? So do push 1 so she knows to come to you. So we've got Crystal. Hi, Crystal. How's it going today?
Okay, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is your computer on?
Yes.
Okay, you want to turn the volume down so we don't hear ourselves talking to you?
Oh, no, I'm actually talking on the computer. Is that the problem?
Oh, okay. No, it's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
How can we help you?
I'm just wondering, I've been going through a lot lately, as far as things with my son's father, and I also, in the midst of it, had lost my apartment. So I'm wondering where you see things going with all that.
Okay, you're gonna have to repeat that because you were kind of muffled.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been going through a custody issue with my son's father. In the midst of it all, I feel like I've kind of been hammered down, and I didn't leave my apartment, and you know, during all this, and I'm wondering where you see things going.
Okay. Nick, if you didn't get it. Nick, did you hear that?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Yeah, all good. I got it.
Okay, well, then you go with it because I'm still listening
right.
to myself over her computer.
No worries. So, okay. So this, I think, has to do with just how you communicate with your ex-partner, really communicate. Okay, the line is communicate with vision and be a leader. Okay, and it's for me that sort of says, like, you know, be calm, be relaxed. Don't let what they do work you up, make you upset. You know, you're at this point now. You know, you've separated. Okay, you've separated. It's now about, you know, it's now about you. It's not about you and him. It's about you. You know, when you're married, sure, you know, there was a closer connection, but that's, you know, that's been severed now. And so it's really about you being conscious of what you're feeling and your emotions. It's not about what they're doing. You know, if they are acting, you know, like an idiot and they're, you know, being annoying, all that sort of stuff, that's their stuff. That's their problem. It's not yours. Don't let them wake you up because they're just trying to sweep you off in their, you know, their own emotions and their own fears. You know, and this has to do with everyone and every situation, I think. But specifically with, you know, with relationships and that, it's important to also, you know, separate yourself from it and go, okay, you know, am I feeling sad because, you know, because of them, or is it because of me? Make sure that, you know, they're not putting you down when you don't need to be. Do you kind of get what I'm saying? It's about, like, you know, you consciously being aware, like, oh, it's them actually playing that role. It doesn't mean that I can get upset. You know, he's being an idiot and screwing around with lawyers or whatever. I can be totally happy and fine with myself. Like, it doesn't matter. He's doing that. That's his thing to deal with. That's his problem. It's not mine. But it's also, okay.
I had to mute her so that we did you get that?
Yeah, I understood that. It's not so much a worry about what he's doing. It's just like him. I mean, we have, you know, there's no emotional tie there with him and I. It's been over forever, for a while. It's just that way that it's like hammering me down, and the way, I mean, I've always, you know, been my son's number one and been there for him, and he's the one that's kind of walked away. But as far as the way he's going with things and the malicious way he's doing it, it's very disturbing.
Well,
you just have to really focus on what you can do. You have to not let it get to you, and I know that's easy for me to say and hard for you to do, but the reality here is that you need to move on with your life and you need to do the best you can for your son, and you can't let the drama of other people affect your life, because if you let the drama of other people infect your life, then it's worse for you, because you know they're going through it and they can walk away from it, but they leave the drama with you, so that you are caught in actually you're caught in an energy that you can't get rid of. So you have to let it run off your back. You have to kind of just move forward with it and just shrug your shoulders and say that's your journey, that's your difficulty, and it's not mine. What I see here in the cards that I have in front of me, it does feel as though probably the next little while is going to be very busy and very confusing and very not upsetting, but a lot going on. And as you hit the June time frame, March, there are magic and miracles, and by the time you get to the June time frame, there's laughter, joy, and celebration. So it does feel that over the next 3 months, 4 months tops, a lot of this is going to dissipate, and people are going to move into a flow of energy that is going to be a far more peaceful one. So, you know, just hang in there and try not to let it impact you, and work on yourself. And for a short period of time, it might even be a very wise thing for you to do to find a counselor that you can go to that will just, you know, talk you through it as far as what's going on inside of you, not necessarily the dynamics of the situation, but you finding inner strength so that you can contend with whatever is thrown your way. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. And I do feel there's going to be, you know, a positive resolution to this. You know, I do feel that, you know, there'll be a closer connection between, I think, all three of you. Yeah, and I agree with Barbara about the council as well. That's I love going to council. I think it's awesome. Even when I'm super
happy,
I did start a little bit.
Yeah. I do go.
Okay.
Because it's amazing. It's great to talk.
then you're on the road here, and all you have to do is survive the next couple of months, and you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess for some reason, it's
keep
it up. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Talking over yourself is, you know, it's rude. Okay. Yeah. And even though you know it's yourself you're talking over, you want to stop to see what you're saying. And if you stop to see what you're saying, the other person stops speaking and you're up a creek. Okay, we've got Lucy here. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
How can we help today?
Yes, I would like to make a connect with my deceased brother.
I'm sorry? Your brother passed away?
Yeah, I have two brothers that passed away. One passed a year ago and another one passed like 20 years ago. He was very young when he passed. His mom was killed last year by November.
Okay, and you're trying, is it, which brother is it that you want to contact, or is it either one?
Either one. I think my youngest brother that died last year is trying to contact me because he's always like in my mind, in my dreams.
Okay, Nick.
There's definitely a close Beautiful. There's definitely a close connection between. Are you the only sister?
No, we are four sisters. We were three brothers, four sisters.
Oh God! Now I feel bad saying it, but he did say that you're the number one sister. So no offense to the other sisters, but for him, you know, he goes, you know, you're my number one. And there's such a beautiful connection between you both. Please notice white flowers and white horses. I don't know why horses, but that also came up. And I said flowers, but I meant to say feathers, sorry. White feathers and flowers too, I guess, if you want. But white feathers and white horses. There's a real beautiful connection between the two for you and him. Anyway, and he's really helping you right now, like with just having fun with life and just, in a way, he's opening your eyes more and more every day, you know, and sort of helping you discover new things and helping you see new things and helping you experience new things. You'll see him in dreams a lot. I think that's going to really start to pick up, which will be exciting. And like, it's still, of course, it's hard, you know, when you lose a brother, you know, that's any, you know, any sibling, it's, you know, really, there's such a connection between you, you know? But I see that he's so happy that it happened. He's really happy with the way that it went. And, you know, he's just saying, like, I'm just happy to be here now, you know, helping you and helping my siblings and helping my family and helping my friends in any way that I want. You know, he's got this incredible ability to do whatever he wants and help whoever he wants in any way that he, you know, any way that he desires. That's beautiful. In the next card, I wish you could see the image because it's so perfect. But there's, you know, he's saying him and the other brother, they're not gone. They're not gone. It's so important to remember they're not in some distant place where you can't connect to them or hear them or speak to them or anything like that. They are so close. Like, you sort of feel that they've gone, like, up to heaven. And now they're, like, really far away from you, looking down at you, you know, not being able to do anything. But if they are right next to you. They're standing right next to you, you know, right up against your eyes, just, like, there, like, going, come on, you can see us, you can see us, we're there. And I think they touch your face a lot. So if you feel, like, a little pressure or, you know, like, tingling, anything like that, that's them, you know, sort of touching your face, because I don't know why, but they're making me touch my face a lot. But they're saying also that they're a lot this is not very nice of them, but they're saying they're a lot happier than you guys here on Earth. They are so, so happy. They're saying they've left the illusion. Oh, what illusion! The game that you guys have all played, you know, all the siblings, you know, they're out of that sort of circular system, and they're really happy to be. They love you all. Of course, they love you all, and the reason they're happy is because they can help you so much more now. They can inspire you guys. They can show you, give you things. They can do whatever they want. But I want you to know that he's incredibly happy. Incredibly happy. Both of them are. But, you know, the one that died recently, he is very, very, very happy. He's content with you and the work that you're doing with your other siblings, the support you're giving them, the love you're giving them, you know, lifting their spirits. He's so grateful for that, you know, because you understand things better than any of the others. You know, he's saying it again, you're the number one sister, you know, you... It's really beautiful. It's very, very beautiful. And he's saying he did what he needed to do here, okay? It's very important. Both of them, they left exactly when they needed to. They did exactly what they needed to do. They inspired exactly who they needed to inspire. And, they're just so happy, you know, that you've called in, that they could connect with you. And they're right on your shoulders, okay? Like, their hands are on either one of your shoulders.
You know, they're patting your back, they're massaging you, they're really helping you, they're there for you. Barbara, do you have anything to add?
I felt the same sense of joy and connection, and it really feels as though they definitely are to your left and to your right, which is unusual because usually, you know, siblings don't usually do that, but they are very close to you, and it does feel as though there is great strength here that has been given you, and yeah, I know Nick said it, but it feels as though in dream state you seem to connect and talk to them and talk about issues that are going on in the family, and that's a big family. That's amazing. your poor mother. So what the feeling that I'm getting from them is that you have a lot of work to do. And it's sort of like you have been held in place for a time, and it's the time is coming soon, and it feels it's almost like by the June time frame is what I keep getting, that it's time for you to move forward, to start initiating things and start getting involved in other aspects of life that you have sort of put aside and haven't been involved in. So
what kind of aspects, well, you can tell me about that, because I always like... in the same thing, because I feel comfortable with what I'm doing now, then I don't really look forward to move anywhere or do anything else. Just keep doing whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, it feels as though that there is an intensity here that picks up in the June time frame, so that you're probably going to feel whatever it is that you're involved in now that gives you joy is going to be more intensely followed as you get into the June time frame. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything, you know, there's no great revelation of something new coming in. It feels as though you need to really move forward with those things that now give you joy and expand upon them.
Okay, they don't say anything about my parents because my father is very sick about the situation. Then I just don't really know what else to tell him to get him going because he's very hung into the fact that they killed my youngest brother. He's still crying for him and they say, but he's okay and this and that. And I just
It's a very hard thing to lose a child. It's even though you have so many, it's a very hard thing to lose your child. And your father's way of mourning is your father's way of mourning. There's no way you can't stop it. You have to allow it to run its course and to be supportive. And even though it may be taking longer than everybody else's, you know, taken, he's experienced a loss that you can't relate to because you weren't the parent. So, not only did he lose a child, but he lost all of the dreams that were connected with that child. So that it's not just your brother that passed, it's all the dreams that he had for your brother's future that passed as well. So that there is, you know, it is a great tragedy. It is a great sorrow.
It was.
You know, even though their work was done here, we can't look upon it that casually because there is a void in our lives. And even though the person is not there, their love and their memories and all of the wonderful things that we experienced with them are still there. And so that's a great richness that at some time he will grasp onto and hold onto. But for now, he's only been gone a year, less than a year?
Yeah, they killed him on November 4th. 2012.
Okay.
November 2nd, he was an engineer and he was in a job and we don't know who killed him.
Well.
That was the part that they believed that was somebody that knew him. That was after his money, the money that he makes as engineer. That we don't really know what's going on.
Well, he's not giving me any information. It's the bottom line is he is no longer here, And so, you know, dealing with that issue instead of looking for retribution, which there will be. Trust me, the universe has an amazing way of punishing people who do things like this. And you know, our criminal justice system doesn't hold a candle to what the universe does when people do things like this. But it was his time, your brother's time. It was, he didn't get taken out early. It was his time. So that you have to understand that while there is definitely no longer that person here in this reality, he's still there. And you know, he's not going anywhere. He's going to be around the family. He's going to be a part of the family, but just in another dimension. And it's wonderful that he can look in on and share in all of the wonderful, joyful things that are going to be happening over the years. And he will do that. And your father will see him again in time. But your father has to deal with this in his way, and his way may take years, but it's just his way of coming to terms with something that is so horrific. None of us want to even try to imagine what it is he's experiencing. So be patient with him, and be kind to him, and be compassionate and empathetic with him, because your father is an amazingly sensitive man, and this is. I guess the most horrible thing any person can go through.
Yes, something that nobody can imagine.
No.
Well,
thank you, Lucy, for calling in. We got to go. We got a couple more people we got to grab up.
Thank you so much, both you two.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Lots of loves to you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got Margie here. Hi, Margie. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing really, really well. Thank you.
Good. I have a lot of chaos in my life right now, and one thing that's really troubling is I have an upcoming court case with someone who was my friend, and I'm very concerned about that and other things that are going on. So I'd appreciate some help, some insight.
Okay, Nick, you want to hop in?
Yeah. This is a really successful time for you. And I know that sounds super strange, but it really is. All these challenges, all these changes, all these new things, it's really a powerful time for you. Like, a really, really powerful time. You know, there's incredible awakenings, there's incredible shifts. I'm sorry, I keep having to pull out more and more cards, and every single one of them is a major arcana card, which is like a really big, big, big life event sort of thing. I'll start with the court case because I'm getting swept away with some mixed cards. Please think positive about it. Please think optimistically about it. You have the... you know, the touch of gold, you know,
Midas touch.
What you work on and what you get involved with, yeah, you really do it well and you complete it well. So I'm not too worried. I don't feel worried at all about the court case. I think you'll be able to handle that really well and with respect and that sort of thing. I really see that in you. And I want us all, things are looking up though. Things are changing, okay, with just your life in general now. So things are really shifting. Everything is really having a turnaround, and that's why it seems like it's so chaotic and crazy. It's because it's almost like everything you don't want is just coming up, so you can go, okay, I don't want that anymore. And so you can just push it to the side, so you can get it out of the way. It's a really, really, really powerful time for you. Like, it's just amazing because it's enabling you to sort of clear shop, get rid of nonsense, get rid of stuff that's holding you back. And it's letting go of a lot of traditional sort of things, traditional viewpoints, traditional ideas and traditional practices. But I see a real unity in yourself, okay? This is like... It's interesting. It's almost like all these sort of parts of you are all coming together and you're becoming one again, which is really beautiful and very, very exciting. So this is a great time as well to be really optimistic. Like, this is the time to dream and imagine what you can do and what you want to create and really follow your dreams. I really want to say that to you because you've got such potential. It's amazing. Like, you're already doing amazing stuff, but you can take it to a whole new level. You can really, really play with it and take it to the skies, literally take it to the skies, you know, because you're incredibly psychic. You've got a very, very close connection, you know, to the spirit and to your guides. And now you're just pretty much releasing fears and releasing things that hold you back, you know, and I think this case is a big sort of symbol/metaphor sort of thing, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
for everything in your life. You know, you're letting go of stuff that you don't no longer need. You're moving away from this friend. You know, you're sorting out the stuff that's no longer important that you just want to get rid of. Barbara, do you have anything to add?
I do. This is an amazing lesson for you. And you will look in the future back at this and shake your head and say, crap, I shouldn't have done that to myself. It is a lesson. It's learned this time. It's a repeat of a lesson, I might add. And it does feel here as though, as far as the court case goes and everything, by the time you get to June, you will be set free from all of the worry and all of the concerns and all of the drama. Drama seems to be my theme for the day, but it does feel as though there's drama connected to this, and there's no reason for it, but it's here. And it does feel, when do you go back to court?
April for the first one. The second one I haven't filed yet.
I do see it there, too.
Right.
It does feel here as though one will take longer than the other, and I think it may be in reverse order, so that the one that's going to go the fastest is the first one, and the second one is going to take longer. But I do see that by the time you hit June, you're set free. There is a commitment to then getting on with your life and moving forward. But do understand that this is, you know, all lessons are more than just whatever they appear on the surface. There are always layers underneath the lessons that we have to address and recognize and you know, the repetitive cycles of things and all sorts of stuff like that. When you have the time, when you're able to sit back and just see how this may have played out in your life in other places at other times and realize that this time you are standing up for yourself, this time you are not being a pushover, and this time you are demanding that there be restitution and equality and balance. So in many ways, what you're going through right now is definitely annoying as heck, but it's also a place and a time where you are taking a stand and standing up for yourself finally. So she has been the trigger that has finally put you in motion, and you're never going to thank her for it, but if we were truly spiritual beings, you should, but nobody's that good and still here on the earth plane, so don't worry about it. This is an amazing lesson that you're learning here. She has triggered something in you that has set you into motion, that has made you finally stand up for your rights, for yourself, for fairness, for balance, for equity, for just stand up. And it took a long time. I mean, I have to say, you were a hard case here. You let it go way too far. But apparently,
I tried so hard to be understanding, but you're right, the drama. Oh my God, the drama.
But sometimes when we try to be quote unquote spiritual, we really are enabling other people to take advantage for us. You know, you have to stand back and say, okay, what is truly right, fair, and spiritual? And sometimes it is more spiritual to stand up for yourself and say, I don't think so, than it is to be forgiving and compassionate and whatever. And by being, forgiving, compassionate, empathetic, all of those wonderful words, you sometimes enable someone else to be wrong. And so she has pushed you to the point where that switch got flipped and you said, I don't think so, no more. And she was just the trigger to your standing up for yourself in lots of other situations. Now that you know how to do it, don't overdo it in the rest of your life. Don't take off like a mass marauder and decide to, put a stop to all of the inequities in your life at the same time. You will have no friends left by that time. But understand the gift she's given you. She's given you your courage, your backbone, the fight inside of you that should have been present a long time ago.
Wow, that's a great way to look at it. I appreciate that.
And you will never go down this pathway again. You'll screw up in other ways, but not this way. This way, this has been frosted with various...
Yeah.
Yeah, you've learned the lesson finally, but, given time, and distance, you reflect back and you'll see this kind of situation in other places in your life where you didn't stand up for yourself. And you are going to learn here that standing up for yourself does not scare off real friends. It makes them respect you more.
Right.
And it's okay to say, this isn't right, don't do this. All of the things you should have said, it's okay to say that to real friends. Real friends understand that. And people who are acquaintances trying to be friends will be offended and go away, and that's a good thing.
Right. That's true. Okay.
You cannot lose what you never had.
Right. But so, I thought I did for a long time.
Yeah, well, welcome to the real world, and welcome
right.
to being a grown up a little bit. And you're like I said, you'll still screw up, but you won't quite do it this way again.
Okay.
I mean, looking at the cards, there's great commitment. There's creative stuff coming. There's a lot of cool stuff coming, as of the month of June. So
great.
Do what you need to do and get on with life, because this is only, a small, hurdle in the great scheme of things. And while it feels massively huge right now, it's not. It's just a lesson that has been repeated so many times that the drama caught your attention and you finally stood up for yourself. Congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you so much both for your time.
You're so very welcome. Take care now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been there. And I never
wrote. I did that yesterday.
Yeah, I've never written thank you letters either, I just quietly went on and screwed up in other places. But thank you letters are way too spiritual for me, and to be honest with you, if I really look at it from a very spiritual place, they wouldn't understand the thank you note anyhow. So, okay, one more.
Hi, Barbara.
Mia. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I love you, Barbara. I love you, Nick.
Thank you. How can we help?
Well, a few weeks ago when I talked to you, you told me not to wrestle with the universe. Well, I am getting hit with instant karma.
Okay.
Well, for example, if my sister asks me if her ugly orange pants looks good on her, and if I say, no, it's ugly on you, I would get hit with a sore throat. And if she calls to tell me about her stressful day, I would get hit with an earache. It's like I have to be careful with what I say now. I have to rephrase it as, I love you no matter what you wear. I love you no matter how your day went.
Well, that's not quite the way it should go. It should be, I think you have better taste than that. Don't you have something better that will look even better on you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the response to the other is, you are so amazing. I just know you'll do and say the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Anxiety. Last week, I've gotten better at it. I experience anxiety from picking up other people's energy, but I've learned to ground better and shield better. Is that I have to unconditionally love every stranger I meet, no matter who it is, or I'll just get hit with anxiety. It's just like a telling me there's anxiety. Okay, I need to love that person in front of me.
Okay.
I've experienced.
So it's like I am looking for something that would give me a gentler karma, instead of being hit so hard. You know, with a sore throat, I have to ride it out for a whole week. With the earache, the same thing.
I don't think this is karma. Karma is a little different than what you're experiencing, and
mm-hmm.
and it feels to me as though balance and certainly learning how to speak and how to function with other people is important. But you're not being hit with karma. Karma is something very, very different. I think the universe is definitely giving you not so subtle hints about how it feels that you need to modify your behavior to a certain degree, and you may have a very strong will and you know, haven't listened to the subtleties that have come around you lately, so that you're being hit with lessons, absolutely. But you're
mm-hmm.
not being hit by karma. And so please understand that karmic energy is much different than what you've got going on here. But certainly the universe is trying to help you to modify how you react to people. I do feel that you're sensitive, and I do feel that you have, you know, an energetic about you that is like a magnet to people. But having to express unconditional love to everyone around you, I mean, while that would be the most wonderful spiritual thing, it makes me feel as though the universe is not threatening you. It's trying to help you to become a better person. But unconditional love about every single person that you run up against is a bit extreme. I think you need to mellow things out a little bit. Nick, what are you getting?
Okay. I've experienced similar things through this. It's okay, first of all, yeah, I agree. It's definitely not karma. And please don't think that, like, you're controlled by that sort of thing. I want you to, first of all, big lesson is that you're completely in power of yourself and everything that you do, everything you choose, everything that you experience. And that involves with other people and that sort of thing. So it's you. It's yourself that are giving you the earaches. It's you. It's yourself that's making your throat sore. It's you that's going, is this how you want to live? Is this how you want to think? Is this how you want to act? It's yourself questioning yourself going, okay, you know, how do I want to see these people? Do I want to walk down the street and go, okay, oh, that dress is so horrible on her. Oh, that man, you know, he's hideous, whatever. Like, you know, those sort of thoughts. Or do you just want to walk down the street and just see them? And it doesn't have, it's not about, like, you can, that's totally fine, to send love to them and that sort of thing. It's not so much that, though. It's just more about recognizing in them that they have the same pure light, the same pure love that you have inside of you. That's almost as far as you really need to go. You know, you don't need to, like, send love to them and all that sort of thing. You can. It's totally fine. But it's more about just recognizing, okay, they are divine just like me. So
mm-hmm.
So don't get lost in this sort of, I have to do it this way, I have to do it this way. I have, like, you know, with all these rules, because rules, you know, I don't believe in a lot of rules anyway, but I think that If you constrict yourself and limit yourself too much, it's going to hold you back, and your spiritual self, your energetic body, your physical body as well is going to start to go, hey, like, why are we being constricted? You know, I want to be free. And this is what this time is about. It's about being free. It's about letting go of, you know, oh, to be spiritual, you have to be this way. To be, loving, you have to love this way. It's about really opening yourself up and expanding. But what I want you to do is just to be more loving with yourself, not anyone else. Like, hey, it's fine. You know, you're getting an earache, from listening to her. That's fine. Like, whatever. But just laugh at that and go, okay, you know, what do I need to learn from it? And I think especially right now, and it's really funny because I'm giving you all this advice, but I think right now it's really important for you to listen to how you feel out of anything else. You know, if you're why am I getting these earaches? Don't go to some spiritual, like, teacher, like, look on Google saying spiritual reasons for getting earaches. Don't do that.
Yes.
You know exactly why you're getting the earaches.
And you know,
but listen to it.
It's more important that you become the loving person that you think you are you are projecting. You become the love, the unconditional love. And an unconditional loving person, you know, wouldn't tell somebody they look like crap in orange pants. They'd say, gosh, I think that there's a better color for you than that. So that you understand the process. You're not compelled. And I agree with Nick totally. I think there's a part of you that is giving yourself the earaches and the sore throats and the anxiety. Being a spiritual person means that you're walking the spiritual philosophy that you believe in and talking it. And when you say you're spiritual and you're not walking and talking it, that imbalance inside of you is noticed and the higher consciousness reacts to it and tries to bring you more into balance by getting your attention. And we all slip off that pathway every now and then. I mean, you know, please, you know, I do it. Nick probably does it. We all do. And you know, when we catch ourselves with a sore throat or with an earache, it's like, or a neck that hurts, it's like, am I being a pain in the neck to someone? And if I am, I'll change that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not karma. It's paying attention to your body, and your body is telling you something. Pay attention to it and change. Because you have control.
This is a real incredible thing for you. It's a really incredible thing. It's you really just being you. It's so beautiful. So don't think it's a bad thing at all. You know, don't think it's a bad thing that you're getting an earache. Just because it's pain doesn't exactly mean that it's a bad thing. You know, it's almost just sometimes a reminder going, oh, hey, you know, is that what you wanted to do? Is that what you imagined of yourself? You know, be so understanding and loving of yourself and forgiving, because it's totally fine. Like, sometimes we get annoyed. Sometimes we get, you know, emotional. That's beautiful. Like, that's part of this whole experience. But yeah, please just play with this time and don't take it so seriously, because spirituality, well, I should say, because spirit, you know, is not serious. You know, I don't think God is serious at all. I think God is very silly and playful and fun. And that's, you know, that's how we should be and how we, you know, we should be with ourselves. But please, like, feel free to contact me if you ever, you know, if you want to talk about this more, because I think it's more of you just sort of thinking about it in, like, you're just a little bit off in how you sort of see it, you know, like, it's not karma, it's just yourself, you know, you're just mixing up words, and that kind of, and it, like, words are important for all of us, and it does sort of help in, you know, just sort of flattening things out and making it clearer, so you can understand it better and go through it. But please, yeah, feel free to contact me. My website's in the how do we say it? The little information underneath the box, the play box. I'm like, God, I feel like I'm 80 years old. Please contact me, www.nickfoxmedium.com, beta, that's easier. And yeah, because time is hard now. Like, it's challenging and it's fun. And I'm like, that's what I want to help you do, is to make this stuff fun.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I want to experience the fun rather than
yeah.
all this.
No, no, you're
yeah,
you're
going
to be just fine. But we have to go because we're off air.
Sure.
So
okay.
Thank you for calling, Mia.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. I love you, guys.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. Lots of love to you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, Nick. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bear, for picking Nick up and bringing him in so we can actually hear what he's saying.
Thank you,
Bear. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Bear. Thank you, Bear.
Yep, you're welcome.
And thank you, everybody, for being
thank
here.
You,
and tomorrow, Jen Young, 4 to 6, and Friday, Jen Young doing readings, 8 to 10. So, and then I'll be someplace talking about the Emerald Tablets on Saturday. I don't know if it's ExoPolitics or Freedom Slips Radio, but, and then Sunday I'll be back at Curious Times. And then Monday I'm back here with somebody. Yeah. Am I? No, I'm not. I'm not here on Monday, I don't think. Anyhow, check my website. It'll tell you. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you for participating, chat room. And I'll see somebody tomorrow. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, guys. Bear, thanks so
thank
much.
You,
I really
Love
appreciate
you.
That. Love you too, Nick. Thanks. Bye-bye now. Holy crap there.